As we approach Yom HaKippurim, the holiest day of the year, we are awestruck. The Gemara tells us that on Yom HaKippurim there is no Hallel. We do not recite the joyous prayer. Why? And the Gemara explains for the simple reason. How can we possibly say Shirah? How can we sing and be joyous at a time when the Sefer HaChaim, the Sefer HaMisa, Ptuchim Lefanecha, at a time when the Book of Life, or the Book of Death, is open in front of us, when we know that our fate can be sealed for the coming year, how can we possibly burst forth in rejoicement when there is such fear of our destiny? And yet, what is interesting is that on Yom Kippur night, during or right after following the Kol Nidre prayer, we mention a bracha. In unison, the community, the congregation recites Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Rav Soloveitchik asked, how is it possible, firstly, that we would recite such a bracha of Shechiyanu, a bracha of joy, a bracha of happiness, and even more so, why would we recite this bracha immediately following Kol Nidre, after we as a congregation annul or attempt to annul any vows that we may have taken during the course of the year? Perhaps it would have been more suitable, if indeed we're going to make the bracha of Shechiyanu, to do so after the Shmona Esrei, after the Shmona Esrei of the Maariv, the evening services, when we usher in the day of Yom HaKippurim. At that point we should say a Shechiyanu, if indeed we are expressing our simcha that we reached the next year, or the year of a new Yom HaKippurim. Seemingly there appears to be a connection between the words that we say as a congregation, V'nislach l'chol adat Yisrael, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol should forgive the entire congregation of Klal Yisrael, which we say again immediately after Kol Nidre, and between the bracha of Shechiyanu. It would seem that Shechiyanu is situated right after the Kol Nidre in order to be connected to the statement of V'nislach l'chol adat Yisrael, God should forgive the Jewish people. Why is that? What is the inherent connection between the two? Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained that in this world there is not necessarily an inherent or innate Kedusha that exists. Holiness, Kedusha, is imbued or instilled in this world based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make it so. We look at the creation of the world, the concept of Shabbat, Vayivarech Elokim et Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oto. Shabbat became holy, not because of Milacha, but rather, or the lack of Milacha thereof, but rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that day should be designated for holiness. That's why Shabbat is Kadosh. That's how Shabbat exhibits its Kedusha, because God made it so. And therefore, while normally it is true, the expression of Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh is normally affiliated with simcha, with joy, hence the statement that the Gemara says, Ein simcha ela bebasar v'yayin. We associate imbibing in physical pleasures that this world has to offer, and that is an expression of our joy. Hence, for example, we say Yayin, we use the wine to make a kosher kiddush, to be mekadesh hayom, to sanctify the day, and that indeed also is simcha, which allows us to make a Shechiyanu. But Yom HaKippurim is attributed joy for a different reason. The Shechiyanu that we make in Yom HaKippurim is a bracha, a blessing of simcha that emanates from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing and prepared to to forgive Klal Yisrael, to cleanse the Jewish people of all of their sins. Essentially, the simcha that we experience on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by cleansing us, by accepting our tshuva, He is enabling us to come closer to Him. That is the greatest joy that a Jew can receive in this world. The Shechianu that we make on Yom HaKippurim is the fact that we are breaking down all barriers that exist between our materialistic world as we know it and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spiritual one. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inviting us to repair, to repent. He enables us to come closer to Him. It is interesting. That is perhaps why the Chag of Sukkot, which immediately follows Yom HaKippurim, is called Zman Simchatenu, the time of our happiness, because it follows Yom HaKippurim, where we are in a state of purity, where we are in a state of spiritual rapture, and we can once again cement a rapport with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that becomes complete. At that point, we can celebrate Sukkot and call it Zman Simchatenu, true happiness, because we have established a relationship with Hashem. Therefore, Yom HaKippurim, we find ourselves in a state of fear, no doubt, but also in a state of euphoria. On Yom HaKippurim of the past, Klal Yisrael transgressed the sin of the Chet HaEgel, whereby Klal Yisrael united for the purpose of rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, worshipping Avodah Zarah, idolatrous practice. Here on Yom HaKippurim we unite. V'nislach lechol adat b'nei Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael will be forgiven on Yom HaKippurim. As a community, we bond together for the sake of tshuva, for the sake of forgiveness and penitence in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then confirms, after we say, V'nislach l'chol adat b'nei Yisrael, after we say, Shechianu v'kiimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, we all join in unison in reciting the words, Vayomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to forgive us. Therefore, quite appropriately, our response to this entire experience, right after the Kol Nidre, as we remove the vows, as we annul them from amongst us, and as we make a statement of what the purpose of Yom HaKippurim is, to forgive Klal Yisrael, to realign our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remove the obstacles, and as a result we feel a certain amount of happiness that allows us the opportunity to say, Shechianu v'kiimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. We have now unified for an altruistic purpose. Yom HaKippurim, therefore, rectifies a misguided union. We unite on Yom HaKippurim with a common purpose, the idea of once again reminding ourselves of what is important as Jews, and reminding ourselves that we have to commonly bond to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu above. It is interesting, I always find it fascinating on Erev Yom HaKippurim or the night of Yom HaKippurim, that everyone in yeshivot and shuls, everyone has the custom of walking around, turning to their neighbor or the people behind or in front of them and saying, are you mochel me? I want to ask for mechila. There's a sense of camaraderie. There's a sense of warmth whereby everyone embraces each other because our purpose is common. What is most important on Yom HaKippurim is that we demonstrate that our purpose as a kehilah, as Kol Kahal Yisrael, is for the sake of elevating sacred spirituality in our lives. Years back, and even till this day, there was a long and difficult debate in Eretz Yisrael regarding the concept of who is a Jew, whether or not a person has the right of return to Eretz Yisrael, what are the legal ramifications of what allows a person to call himself a Jew and thereby settle in the Holy Land. There was an article written in the Jerusalem Post on who will be a Jew. A number of things that this person writes in the article. For example, he says, legally it makes sense to pose the question of who is a Jew. But for most Jews, it is the wrong question to ask. The really pressing question today is, who will be a Jew? Not at the next Supreme Court hearing on non-Orthodox conversions, not at the next gathering of U.S. Reform rabbis, but in 10, 20, 50 years in Israel and elsewhere. If Jews want to not only find inclusive and generally acceptable criteria for citizenship and membership in the Jewish state, but also guarantee continuity within those parameters for generations to come, they need to build Jewish identity on positive values. Jewish continuity rests on positive values. Mere physical survival is not enough to guarantee the survival of a sense of belonging to the Jewish story, which transcends time and place. Those who nevertheless seek a connection to Judaism mostly find that, he says, at the local synagogue. In the end, it is the ancestral call to tradition that works best. Only through a reappropriation of that tradition by Jews, even in unorthodox ways, can Jews place their bets on who will be a Jew in 50 years' time. The time has come to ask the right question again. Otherwise, a couple of generations down the line, the who is a Jew debate will have lost its relevance. Yom HaKippurim reminds us that we have to ask ourselves not only who is a Jew, but who will be a Jew. Based on this common ground of recognizing that throughout history we have been persecuted time and time again, only to stand the test of time, because we have once again subscribed to Jewish tradition. Jewish tradition, Jewish law, Jewish practice is what ensures our vitality. And in Mirtz Hashem, if we recognize that all of us stand on this common ground, particularly on Yom HaKippurim, the day of awe, a day of fear, a day when we pray for our lives personally, and when we pray for our lives communally as a nation, Mirtz Hashem, as a result of that recognition, we will be zoche to not only face HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fear that He deserves and that we have to fill ourselves with on this day of awe, but we will be able to unite as one and to recite the wondrous bracha of joy, Shechianu v'kiimanu v'gianu lazman hazeh. We have united as one for the purpose of strengthening our spirituality and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemar Chatima Tovah.